Why would a woman do that? I didn't think so. I just couldn't imagine it happening, which didn't mean that it hadn't. I also wondered if there had been another email to Arnold Greiner. What part did Greiner or the L.A. Times play in all this? Did Mary Smith already have the next victim in her sights? What was her motivation? That was the line of thought that finally got to me. Some unsuspecting woman, a mother, was going to lose her life in L.A. soon. A husband and probably children would be left behind. It hit too close to home for me. And I think Burns knew that when he called. Of course he did. Nearly 10 years before, my own wife, Maria, had been gunned down in a drive-by shooting. Maria had died in my arms. No one was ever convicted or even arrested. My biggest case, and I'd failed on it. It was all so unspeakably senseless. And now, this terrible case in L.A., I didn't need my Ph.D. in psych to know that Mary Smith was pushing all my buttons, both personally and professionally. Maybe I would just check in, I thought. Besides, Burns was right. I didn't want to show up behind the ball on Monday morning. Damn it, Alex. You're weakening. When I picked up the phone, though, I was surprised to hear Damon's voice already on the line.
Yeah, I missed you, too. I was thinking about you. I swear I was, all the time.
Then an adolescent girl's laughter.
Did you bring me anything from California Day? Mouse ears? Something? Something?
I forced myself to hang up, quietly. Yeah, I missed you too.